We've been talking this morning about this fun little online dating deal. Yeah, they did a study of various websites and found that women are looking for men, obviously. And that when you can go online, you have a lot more selection. And you can be a lot pickier. And in fact, saying that online daters have a lot harder time finding someone to settle on. They'll be going through more and more people because, well, they have this endless pool to keep drawing from and nitpicking and everything. And one of the big things was how height relates to money. A 6-foot guy, he's in good shape. A lot better shape than someone my height, for example. People who are 5'8 need to make about $146,000 a year more in that little trade-off. 5'2 guy have to make $277,000 more. So trying to figure out what exactly this means this morning at 539-9750 or 238-0975 or just your thoughts in general. Go ahead.
Okay, I feel as if it's not about the height, it's about the money, because it's like so many gold diggers out here, they're looking for men with more money income. I don't care if he's 5'2". If he's making more money than they're making, they're going to choose him.
So you think they'd even choose, like, financial stability is more important than the height?
Yeah, than the height, yeah.
Oh, that might be a good way to approach it, but still.
I mean, I know so many females out here that's looking for a man to take care of them, and it's not because of his height. It's about what he got in his pocket.
Yeah.
So I feel as if it's gold diggers.
Damn females.
Honestly. Yeah. Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Oh, we appreciate the call, okay?
No problem.
Take care. Stooks in the morning, what do you think about the old trade-off between height and money?
What's up, Stooks? I am 5'4", and I got a 6-foot-tall wife.
Nice, man.
And she is a banging, too, boy. And I only make $30,000 a year.
How'd you trick her?
I kept her drunk in between the engagement and the wedding.
There you go. How'd you guys meet?
At church.
See this? I think too many people are relying on these online dating sites, and it's turning them evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never even tried them out, man.
Yeah.
The internet is the devil's tool.
Well, some people can use the... I've heard a lot of success stories from online dating.
Yeah.
And some can turn out well, but you still have a lot of superficial people just looking for, you know, weird traits and just getting too picky with stuff.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody, you know, getting actually hooked up off an online dating site.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, no, I've heard of a decent amount.
Yeah, none of my buddies have, but I don't know, you know.
The eHarmony guy gets a little bit creepy on me sometimes. I get a little bit worried about him, but...
Yeah, he's 70 years old. He probably ain't had none in 30 years.
Yeah. He doesn't know what I want in a woman. Well, they're judging him on... How many traits did they judge him on eHarmony? Some ridiculous number.
Like
27 or something like that.
Jeez. Yeah, ability to clean my false teeth. Right there.